This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. air war against the Taliban is focusing on their two remaining strongholds, Kunduz, located near Afghanistan's border with Tajikistan, and Kandahar, the Taliban's power base in the south. Some 10,000 Taliban fighters and their allies, along with tens of thousands of civilians, are surrounded in Kunduz. Efforts to negotiate a surrender have been unsuccessful. The United States has stepped up its search for Osama bin Laden, dispatching more special operations teams to Afghanistan and significantly increasing the reward for his capture. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Many of those holed up in Kunduz are Arab, Pakistani, and Chechen fighters allied with Osama bin Laden. They have nowhere to go and are reportedly executing Afghan Taliban who do want to surrender. Some civilians have fled the besieged city, but an estimated 30,000 are still believed to be trapped inside. At a news conference in the Uzbek capital Tashkent, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General Tommy Franks, said he wasn't prepared to predict how long the standoff at Kunduz might continue.
I will say that the Taliban and terrorist forces which are in Kunduz continue to resist. In fact, those forces are cut off by opposition forces.
Franks revealed that he had visited the Bagram Air Base near Kabul yesterday, becoming the first U.S. general to set foot in Afghanistan since the bombing campaign began on October 7th. With the Taliban regime crumbling, the hunt for Osama bin Laden is intensifying. The Pentagon says it has put more special operations teams on the ground and increased the number of Marines standing by on ships near Afghanistan to 1,600. The U.S. has also increased the reward for information leading to bin Laden's capture from $5 million to $25 million. Meanwhile, the United Nations has taken a step towards forming a transitional government in Afghanistan. A conference due to begin in Berlin on Monday will include representatives from all major Afghan groups except the Taliban. Francesc Vendrell is the UN's special envoy for Afghanistan.
We are very hopeful that this acceptance and that the meeting in Germany will be a first but very important step towards achieving the dreams and the hopes of all Afghans, that is to have a peaceful, united Afghanistan, completely independent, self-governing, with a government that represents the genuine views of the people.
But the diplomatic activity is still lagging behind events on the ground. The Northern Alliance is consolidating its hold on Kabul and other parts of the country, despite objections from the U.S. and Pakistan. Afghanistan is in danger of fracturing into several mini-states with different factions in control of different regions. In some areas, no one seems to be in control. A stark reminder of that came yesterday when the bodies of four journalists were recovered and identified by colleagues. The journalists from Italy, Spain, Australia, and Afghanistan had been shot to death, execution style, when armed men dragged them from their car as they traveled from the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad to the capital, Kabul. They may have been killed by Taliban soldiers or by bandits taking advantage of the power vacuum that exists in much of Afghanistan. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.